Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from this beautiful passage of scripture from the book of Psalm, chapter 118 and verse 24. It says, "This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." My dear brothers and sisters, the Lord always desires us to be joyful in His presence. And rejoicing is a choice that we need to make. Irrespective of our circumstances, we need to choose to rejoice. And there are classic examples of Paul and Silas and so many men and women of God. When they went through trying times, they chose to rejoice. After we have spent a quality time with our loved one, the Lord Jesus Christ, that's the priority, right? There's a very important aspect of rejoicing is to spend time with your loved ones at home, with your family. One author beautifully writes, "One of the strategies I employ is to block enough time so that I'm not thinking of what I have to do next. I find it best to wait until I can invest more than a few minutes in being with someone so that the person is not frustrated with my divided attention and tight schedule." If you keep robbing your loved ones of time, there may come a day when they have no time for you. So ask yourself, is this person worth more to me than the plan, the project, the problem, or pressure I'm dealing with? Learn to enjoy the moment and focus on the person you are with. Ask open-ended questions that encourage them to answer with more than a yes or a no. Listen carefully and ask additional questions. This actually helps people feel you are engaging with them and caring about their replies. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, your thoughts may flit into the future for a few seconds, but instantly push them back into the present by rejecting those concerns. You can attend to them later. So concentrate on the person you are communicating with, right? So there is great pleasure in doing this after you get used to it. One poet wrote, I wished to live deliberately and not when I came to die. Discover I had not lived. To make sure that does not happen to you, heed to Solomon's words in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 13. The New Living Translation beautifully writes, "People should eat and drink and enjoy the fruits of the labor, for these are gifts from God." Amen. So my dear brothers and sisters, if you have to do with less in order to enjoy the people you love more, do it. I promise you, you will never ever regret it. Hallelujah. So choose to rejoice in God. Choose to rejoice in the family that God has given to you. Enjoy the day that the Lord has blessed you with, and give Him all the glory. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful morning that you have granted unto us in the land of the living. I pray, Lord, we have yet another beautiful opportunity to display your magnificence and your majesty and your might on this earth, O Father, by living a life of rejoicing in your presence. Lord God Almighty, we know the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord. We choose to rejoice, Lord, no matter what our circumstances be, because we know that it is our God who is there with us through the storms, through the trying times. He's always with us. He never leaves us, neither he ever forsakes us. He's always with us. And we want to say thank you, Lord. Today, O Father, I pray that you will grant us the serenity, O God. Grant us the wisdom, O God. Grant us the peace that we need. Grant us, Abba Father God, your power of the Holy Spirit, that we'll be led by your Spirit today. And we know that your Holy Spirit always leads us besides the still waters and green pastures. And we are grateful to you. Today, as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day, bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand, keep them from the enemy, and Father, flourish and prosper them. I also pray for the ones who may be, Lord, not well in their bodies, and they may be struggling with their health conditions. Lord, I speak healing. I speak shalom into their mind, into their bodies, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I speak the word of God, that your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. And Lord, I thank you. I declare and decree, O Father, your flock to be healthy and strong and enjoying robust health and strength in Christ Jesus. We give you the praise and the glory because it is all yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.